And this is Tate Servants coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. We're going to get started for you right now. Michigan's highest court is being asked to weigh in on a growing dispute over who has the final say on large-scale renewable energy projects across the state. 79 Michigan townships and other local governments have petitioned the Michigan Supreme Court to review a legal challenge involving Public Act 233 and a law approved in 2023 that allows developers of certain utility-scale wind, solar, and battery storage projects to seek state approval under specific conditions rather than relying solely on local permits. The request comes after the Michigan Court of Appeals upheld most of the state's permitting framework in May. The Michigan Public Service Commission says it believes the decision was correct and that it intends to continue defending the law. The issue has sparked especially intense debate in Michigan's Thumb region, where several counties have already seen large wind and solar proposals. Local officials and residents there have voiced concerns about the loss of local control, potential impacts on farmland, and changes to rural landscapes. Some communities have passed or considered restrictive zoning ordinances or temporary moratoriums on new projects, while others have seen heated public meetings and divided opinions among their residents. Supporters of the law argue that a more centralized approval process is needed to meet Michigan's clean energy targets and ensure a reliable power supply. Opponents, particularly in rural areas like the Thumb, say the law sidelines local decision-making and could accelerate development without sufficient community input. State officials have already received 10 applications under the new process, including 9 solar developments and 1 wind project. Additional proposals are expected as Michigan works to meet increasing electricity demand, including growth tied to expanding AI data centers. The Michigan Supreme Court has not decided whether it will hear the case, but if it does, the outcome could determine whether future decisions involving thousands of acres of farmland remain primarily in the hands of local governments or shift to state regulators in Lansing. And a Huron County man is facing probation following a no-contest plea in district court. Albert Kamage appeared before Judge Ferris to answer to a charge of operating while intoxicated. The case stems from a May 25th incident in Caseville, where police initiated a traffic stop after observing Kamage's vehicle repeatedly cross a solid yellow line. A subsequent blood draw conducted at McLaren Hospital returned a blood alcohol content result of 0.170. Kamage, a 50-year-old construction worker, was sentenced to 6 months of probation. Under the terms set by the court, he must perform 18 hours of community service, submit to random drug and alcohol testing, and avoid establishments that serve alcohol. He is also required to pay $775 in remaining fines and costs. And we will be right back after this brief public service announcement.
1 in 5 kids in America faces hunger. And when you feed a kid who faces hunger, you're doing more than filling an empty stomach. You're feeding the chance to learn, grow, shine. You're feeding the American dream. For the first time, the leading anti-hunger organizations are coming together, not to fight hunger, but to end it. NourishTheAmericanDream.org, powered by Nourishing Neighbors. Join us today.
And we are back. And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. And speaking of obituaries, there are none to report at this time. I'm Tate Servants coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.